It was a dark and dreary night here in Spokane, Nebraska. Young children were jauntily running up and down the streets, waiting to be awarded with candies. Houses lit up with vibrant orange and black decorations. That night, on the 31st of October, otherwise known as Halloween, Lily was struck trick-or-treating with her brother, Adam. "Lily, let's go to the haunted house down the street," exclaimed Adam. "No, you can't, but I'll wait right here," stubbornly answered Lily. "Fine, be like that, but if I get lost, it's on your conscience," Adam exclaimed as he ran down the street.
Adam, the happy-go-lucky person he was, skipped down the street to find what candy was waiting for him at the house. When he reached the house, there was no bowl of candy waiting for him. Instead, there was a sign on the door that lured him in. Lily, watching from an extended view, glanced over to see her gullible brother enter the house.
"No!"
Lily screamed. She was too late. Her brother was gone. Lily sprinted to the house as fast as she could. The old steps creaked as she escalated her way to the door. Missing shingles, cracked windows covered the house from head to toe. Cobwebs scattered every corner, leaving them occupied. Where Lily stood, a bowl of candy appeared. She grabbed one and tore the wrapper off. Stopping to notice, then she saw a ransom note or some type of riddle was engraved on one of the sides. The inside of the wrapper of candy said,
"Open the door on the first floor. Find a key that fits the mystery. Your brother will be waiting for the key. Go unlock him and come find me." Wondering, Lily dared to enter the door on the first floor. Doors opened and closed from every side. Cool wind blew against her face, making her eyes water. Lily held her head up high and was confident that she was going to find her brother. The key," Lily repeated. "Where could it be?" Lily ran around the house, turning furniture over and destroying everything in her path. Lily was getting furious. "Lily, where are you?" screamed Adam with desperation. "I'm coming, don't worry, it's going to be all right," Lily screamed with hot tears running down her cold cheeks.
As hard as she could, Lily pushed the sofa out of her way. Under the sofa was a treasure box that waited for Lily to open it. She shoved the top off. There it was waiting for her. In front of her eye was a shiny silver key. Grabbing it, Lily ran up the twirling staircase to start opening the door. Nothing was working. All the doors were locked. The pain Lily felt was agonizing. She was frustrated and wanted to finish everything. There was only a couple of doors left when she dropped her keys. She grasped them tightly off the ground and opened the last door to the end of the hallway. She entered the room to see her brother passed out on the ground. He held something in his hand, but he didn't move an inch. Lily quickly grasped the object to only notice that there was just another riddle. It read,
"You and your brother can leave this house. Pick the right option and you will soon find out. With the exit will wait and you can try to escape, but you only have one chance to try to figure out the plan." There was no time. Lily grabbed her brother and yanked him off the floor, making him gain full consciousness. She ran down the creaky staircase only to find out she was going in circles. Suddenly, Lily felt lightheaded and dropped to the ground. Her vision started to blur as she remembered a past experience. There was a sudden shock of pain rushing through her leg. She noticed the one scar that was placed on her leg had slightly torn open. Imagining, she saw bursts of flames around her. The image of a motorcycle came back to haunt her of when the time her dad passed away. Lily had been a little girl that had gotten into a motorcycle accident with her father. Luckily, she had survived, but her dad had not. A man slowly stepped out in front of her face and said her name.
"Dad?" Lily whispered. The person said nothing, only to have a blank expression on his face. The normal sparkle in his eye was gone. Lily got up and noticed she had passed out. "What? Where am I?" Lily shrieked. "I don't know. You want to tell me?" boomed a mysterious voice. "Leave me alone!" Lily cried. The voice disappeared, leaving Lily in wonder. Disappointed, she took her brother and started towards the stairs, which she thought was an exit. Walking through the exit just brought back one of the hundreds of rooms that they were in this house. It was an impasse. There was no way out. Lily found herself on the floor with tears falling down her face. "It was only just a dream," Lily thought. Lily got up and saw that another note was on her bed. "It can't be," Lily stuttered. Opening it slowly, she read the written message. It read,
"You have decided your fate, and yet your brother is safe. It will haunt you forever, never let you be in peace. When you find yourself with a choice, take it and rejoice. The truth can be ugly, but it's the best when you're left. Who you are can still be a secret, but open it up and see what it is."
"What's that supposed to mean?" Lily answered, confused. Lily quickly raced to her brother's room to find him up watching TV perfectly fine.
"I love you," Lily answered. "Mom, what day is it?" Lily questioned.
"November 1st. Why?" Lily's mom answered.
Lily stood in shock, wondering what had just happened.